Jack, in 1992, you started the Urban Agriculture Network in Washington, D.C., and created the first major library on the subject. Can you tell us a little bit about the Urban Agriculture Organization, how it came to be and where it went and what you did?
Well, how it came to be is not a very good scene. We're working with the United Nations, working on producing the book and et cetera, and their budget was cut in half, so we had to form an organization because we no longer had funding.
So you had to go out and raise money using this nonprofit organization to fund the work that the United Nations was supposedly going to fund.
Yep, they threw us out. They did come back and funded the afterwards, but that was the kickoff.
Now, you were the principal author of the book you just mentioned that's entitled Urban Agriculture, Food, Jobs, and Sustainable Cities. It was finally published by the United Nations Development Program in 1996. What was the key message of that book, Jack? And I understand it was one of the best sellers the UN ever had. Is that true?
Well, it's a very curious history. When I did the global survey of urban agriculture, the contract called for a 30-page report. When I brought it in, we had a committee. The committee said, well, you should do some more work on that. And I agreed to do a 200-page report. It turned out to be 400 pages, and it was launched at the World Urban Summit in Singapore.
The book really took off, and it was a bestseller at the UN
program. Yeah, well, there's various UN things, but of the United Nations Development Program, this was the bestseller they have ever had. Yeah.
Well, congratulations. No royalties on a UN
book,
however.
No, you don't get a royalty.
Okay.
No.
What was the major message in that book, and what prompted you to write that book to begin with?
Well, the message of the book was that there is such a thing as urban agriculture, and it's practiced worldwide. So that what was reported on was, I think it was 22 countries were reported on as to what the what was being done and what the benefits were. And that was quite unknown, that was happening. So it was sort of a breakthrough of exposing something that nobody knew existed.